When students pack up and leave for summer, college campuses may seem desolate, but at Florida Tech, the students are quickly replaced by young campers. One camp in particular is the Marine and Environmental Science Camp, which specializes in teaching oceanography, ocean engineering, environmental science, marine science, and meteorology through hands-on activities. A group of teenagers in freshly tie-dyed shirts noisily enter their classroom for today's lesson about ocean engineering.
If you get the center of gravity outside the center of buoyancy, you should flip. So to demonstrate this, I'd like you all to get a good amount of space in between you and your friends or colleagues next to you. And I want you to physically, with both feet on the ground, try to get your belly button outside of your leg, outside of your feet. So go for it. I'll be entertained, I guarantee it.
The students seem eager to participate in the interactive lecture, enthusiastically raising their hands to answer questions. Giving the lecture is Travis Hunsucker, a staff member for the Department of Marine and Environmental Science.
Ocean engineers do not build oceans. I've tried, but just can't quite work very well. So rather what we do is we build systems that work well and in harmony in nature and in the ocean or any marine setting.
Kelly Zargel is the science counselor for the camp and a PhD candidate at Florida Tech.
Wow. They're doing a little bit, slightly more naval arc, but also still kind of physical oceanography and, you know, the ship design and how's it going to hold up and in the wave tank and can it bear a little.
The students are willing to accept the challenges of boat building using various supplies such as soda cans, plastic bottles, and cardboard. Hunsucker gave the students the freedom to do what they wanted with their boats. The only rules were the boats must fit inside a 1x3 foot piece of Tupperware, and she must have a name. Many of the high school-age students are using the camp as a stepping stone for their future college majors. 15-year-olds Rachel Parker and Shelby Freeman were two of the campers.
And I like environmental, marine biology kind of stuff, so I figured I might as well sign up.
Yeah. I used to live over here, and my family's over here, so I came back, and I wanted to be a marine biologist.
The two girls were diligently working on their boats.
I'm for kind of a catamaran thing. Hopefully that works.
I just want it to float.
Do you have any ideas for names for your boat?
Not a clue.
Probably just going to write gotta go fast across the side of my boat.
After an hour of construction, the students race the boats against each other in the recycle regatta.
When I say go, let go. 3, 2, oh, what's her name? Fast W, I like it. Fast W, step it up. Fast W, 3, 2, 1, be fast.
Full turtle.
Freeman's boat, which she named the Fair Maiden, came in first.
Top three, we have the Fair Maiden, number one. Legend of the Sea, number two.
After a thrilling day of boat building, the Marine and Environmental Science Camp may have given the world a few future ocean engineers. For WFIT, this is Hershly Raymond in Melbourne. Visit WFIT.org to see photos of construction and the recycle regatta.